Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
So you're going to do it? Are you going to buy it? Are you going to buy some collectibles and NFTs and stuff like that?
I got to tell you, I'm more interested in that. It sounds a little bit complicated for an old fart like me, right? But I like the idea of that because I am interested in collectibles and investing in things outside of just stocks and bonds, alternative asset classes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
More and more becoming interested in that. Again, I think I'm never the first guy in, you know me, that's not my personality. I'm not an early adopter, but I think it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. I think I'm still old school. I like my Wayne Gretzky rookie card in my safe. I like my collectibles and stuff in my safe versus virtually or on a blockchain or on a digital wallet. I'm just not there yet to be comfortable putting my collectibles in an electronic form.
Yep.
Once I can get my head around that, I'll be looking.
Well, these are the kinds of things it's going to evolve, right? There's no question
for sure
that there is an irreversible move in that direction. Blockchain technology will be a part of it. It doesn't matter if you're talking about cryptocurrencies or collecting or whatever the heck it's going to be. We'll see how this is going to evolve, right? So we can't put our head in the sand and say, yeah, never. But we have to just, again, you have to determine your own level of comfort if you're getting involved.
I think we as a society, especially in the Western world, are looking at these types of options because there is a lot of capital out there, a lot of money that can be spent. Keeping in mind that many people in Canada and the U.S. have not seen a drop in their income, even though they're not employed.
Right.
So this is, they've got cash. And they've been deferring some debt. And then the average person's been doing okay considering the pandemic on aggregate. And the very wealthy are very wealthy. And so they're spending their money. What's going to be happening, I think, in the next, call it 6 months or so, Dave. And I'll say by around Halloween. That's still my prediction about. That's when I think most, if not all, who want to be vaccinated will.
Mm-hmm.
For some viewpoints, people are saying once they get vaccinated, they feel like they're able to do what they used to do. And I believe with a lot of people who are in retirement, who have been sidelined for a year or 2 years from doing the fun things in their retirement, are now going to have this bent up demand and going to go, hey, Dave, hey, Faisal, I need to take out a large sum of money out of my savings, mm-hmm. my investments, so I can go on those trips, plural, or a large trip, or spend a lot of money on things that I wasn't able to do in the last year or two. And I have concerns about that, because sometimes what people do is when they spend, think about when you're really hungry and you go to a restaurant or even a buffet. Do you remember what a buffet is? It's been so long since I've been there.
And I remember what I do when I'm hungry too.
Yeah, when you're hungry because you haven't eaten for a while, and then you go to the buffet, you load everything up. And it's not good for you long term if you continue to do the same thing over and over again.
Right.
It's similar when it comes to your retirement in this point, the post-pandemic. When you are ready to spend money, it might be that buffet style and just put everything that you can do right now, because you never know. We might be going through another pandemic. We might not be able to do this. I'm going to start spending money. And I'm worried to some degree that people will overspend. And they're going to just spend first and then ask questions later.
That's the problem. It's not that they want to spend, right? It's that they spend first and ask questions later. So I'm going to put my hand up. I'm one of those people thinking about, boy, I had to defer a lot of stuff. Okay? I haven't seen my mom in a long time in a long-term care facility. I haven't entertained with my family for a long time or friends. I haven't traveled. We had a bunch of trips to do with my wife and my family. Okay. I want to do those things. Now, you got to be careful about the binge.
Right? Yeah. But let's also separate you from people who are retired, because if you overspend, you have time to make up more money.
Yeah.
You are not on a fixed savings
Correct.
Income plan.
Correct.
When you're retired, you have a limited amount of money.
No, true. Absolutely. We'll get
to that. I understand where you're a buffet guy. I get it. Like you're going to indulge on that stuff.
No. All I was trying to get at, not that I'm in the same situation, but That's, I don't think I'm abnormal in that respect, right?
In that respect.
Right.
You're abnormal in other respects.
Many other respects, yeah. There's many problems. We can do a whole show on that, for sure. but the point that I wanted to make is, so you're feeling that, right? If I'm feeling it, most people are feeling that, right?
Yeah.
Your point is right on the money. You can feel it, and to some extent, you can do it, but you should probably think a little bit about what the impact is going to be on that, right? That's a planning issue, and maybe that takes some of the romance out of just getting out there and spending.
Yeah.
Okay? But you should consider those decisions in the context of your overall lifestyle plan.
Do you have a rule of thumb that you talk to our clients or people that listen to the show? If they want to spend X number of dollars, review your plan?
You mean over what their plan is, or are you saying somebody that doesn't have a plan?
So let's assume they have a retirement plan, and it's in writing.
Right.
And let's assume that they want to take money out in a large lump sum. Is there a dollar amount that you say, you should better get a better second set of eyes on that to make sure you're okay?
Nah, I don't know if there's a rule of thumb that I would use. Maybe you've got a number. But, you know, if somebody's going to spend 50% more, 100% more on 1 year, you know, okay, maybe in there. From a financial planning perspective, the bigger impact is if you doubled up for 5 years in a row, you've got a problem, right? But what originally came to mind when you asked me that, and I'll get your opinion on the number too, is there's lots of different types of people. And so a binge spend in 1 year, okay, you've got multiple years to make up for, right? So it's the multiple binge spend years that create the problem for me. Having said that, we're very different. I'm the kind of guy that would likely go back to the plan and sort of retest things if I was going to be spending in, you know, my comfort levels probably 50% more. I'd want to know
then
what
your annual spend.
Then my annual spend.
So as an example, if you're spending, and I'm making up numbers here, $100,000 a year in retirement, if you have $150,000 expense this year, take a look at it.
I would. That's a comfort level for me.
Yeah, I think we're in the same boat. You're using dollars, I'm using percent. If you're using 2% of your savings above and beyond your regular spending requirements, so if you have a $1 million portfolio and you're spending 2%, $20,000, just do a test. If you're less than 2%, you can kind of, you've got time.
Yeah.
What I find that I'm hearing from people on listening to this show, they want to do a whole bunch of goals in one shot, which is you call it a binge spend.
Yeah.
Binge might be on doing multiple of the same thing and spending on it.
Right.
But I want to help my kid. I want to travel. I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, and then all of a sudden they're spending $500,000-$600,000 and they go, well, why can't I do that?
Right.
Right. I've been away. I haven't done it for 2 years, so I'm just catching up what I didn't do.
Right.
Well, it also depends on how your portfolio is done. It also depends on how you have an income bucket or not, and all these different issues. So I say, if you're spending more than 2% of your savings, just do a test. Just talk to your advisor, crunch the numbers, and most times, you know, it'll be okay. But if you're spending more than 2%, just see what the impact is, and are you comfortable with that impact? Are you willing to take that risk?
Yeah, and. Just as importantly to that, this global health event that people are feeling very personally, I think it's a reboot point too for people. Think about what your lifestyle is going to be going forward, right? So there's the one thing is the binge spend, right? But what if you've permanently decided, geez, I don't want to leave anything in my bucket list off the list, so I'm going to accelerate some of these things. And that's a material change to go back and test that, right? Don't get caught. What we always say is the only bad news you have is bad news that can't be fixed. If you get it in time, if you look at it in time,
correct,
and you can fix it, that you can make bad news into good news.
Correct. I totally get it. There's going to be some spending. There's going to be bent up demand on a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a sporting event in I don't know how long. And right now my sporting event is seeing my dog run around the backyard.
No, your sporting event is, well, at least for me, watching your daughter beat you up in her
that's
karate
not spectator
class.
Sport that's participatory. Let me tell you that.
Hey, listen, I'll put that on the web, and you guys want to pay for this event.
My god, this is an NFT I'm putting out for sure, that how my daughter can kick my you know what by just choking me out, making this poor guy turn purple.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's really good at that. Having said that, I'm looking forward to travel and sports travel. That's been a lot of my fun time. So it's going to take some time before we can all do that. And I'll probably overspend.
Yeah.
And there'll be so much demand that the prices will go up.
They will go up. That's right. That's exactly
it just
right.
makes sense to me with especially with limited seating on a certain area.
Yeah.
There's going to be an increase in price. So that being said, that's where I think people need to just get a second opinion or review how the impact will be going forward.
So I just an informal poll, anybody that wants to participate, I would love to hear from people about what they're thinking about. When life gets back to normal, whatever that is for you, what did you delay that you want to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, send us a note at morethanmoneyradio.com. Just go there, contact us, and answer Dave's question there. What do you plan on doing once you're allowed to do what you want to do?
Yeah.
And that'll be great.
Okay, let's talk about the upcoming seminar that we've got.
Yeah, how do you bulletproof your retirement? This is what we're going to talk about, all these fun things you want to do and also what you need to do to set yourself up for success on Tuesday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money. We appreciate you spending a bit of time with us, and we look forward to joining you again next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.